for federal
this
news.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Listeners, I'd like to introduce you to Kathy Swift. She's a nutritionist who designs curriculum for Food is Medicine and a co-author of a book on digestion very cleverly called The Inside Track. We're talking about digestion, and we might as well start off with why digestive health is so important.
It is so vitally important because many chronic health problems have their origins in the digestive tract. And this is because every time we eat, we are ingesting information. And this information has to be digested and absorbed in the body to keep all our cells, organs, and systems healthy. And so I often refer to our digestive tracts as our highway to health, or it can be our pathway to pathology and problems.
I like the way you say
so,
that.
So, you know, and interestingly, we have an epidemic of digestive disorders, whether it's reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, celiac, gluten intolerance, I mean, quite a few. But most interestingly is there are a number of disorders, including autoimmune conditions, neurological problems, and even, you know, depression and anxiety that are related to the integrity of our digestive tracts.
Well, Kathy, what you're telling us that there's a good reason that the most popular sales of over-the-counter remedies are for digestive symptoms. Let's go on and talk about, is there something about our diet that is fueling the digestive problems?
You bet there is. Our diets are loaded with many of the wrong types of foods, processed foods that are high in sugar, low in fiber, and really missing key nutrients important for health. We're also ingesting some foods that could be triggering adverse reactions in the body and disrupting our immune system, since most of our immune system is in the digestive tract.
Well, you've said that very well, and we repeat it, and it bears repeating. So what is the takeaway message? Let's have some tips for our listeners with regard to how they can improve their digestive health.
Well, there's a process I refer to as weed and seed. It's almost like fixing and rebooting a computer, you know, that gets a virus. And the weeding means that we take a look at our diet, we remove offensive foods. We often might start with the sugar load. It might be the wheat or dairy. So we weed out, you know, toxic ingredients and such. We also might consider removing if there's overgrowth of yeast or possibly an infection that could be problematic. And then the seeding is that we restore the integrity by feeding our inside tracts whole foods that are anti-inflammatory, and we may also use both pre- and probiotics to keep our friendly bacteria in the gut healthy. And we might even use repair nutrients such as glutamine or digestive enzymes. So all those things can be helpful.
Well, thank you. Good tips, and thank you for being with us, Kathy.
Oh, you're so welcome, and I'm glad that, you know, hopefully your listeners will make digestive health a priority.
Just a reminder, listeners, the conference Food as Medicine is coming up soon, June 7th to June 10th, sponsored by the Center for Mind-Body Medicine. Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane here in Bethesda, Maryland. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM, and I share this show with my co-host, Kevin Pissarro, and you can tune in next Sunday for his discussion with Mary Showman on hypothyroidism. The show is streamed through MyVillageGreen.com. You can visit the site to hear previous radio shows, and you can also visit the site or the store in Cedar Lane for expert advice on supplements and excellent availability of supplements. Now, they have a sale, and it's an online sale. Village Green has a sale from now until May 31st. There's a free shipping, no charge, free shipping on online orders over $89. Our guest today is going to be Dr. Stacy Bell. We are going to discuss the importance of phospholipids in your essential fatty acids. We'll be talking about the omega-3s, the balance with omega-6. We'll talk about sources and how the omega-3s impact upon health and disease states. Before we have that discussion, I wanted to go over something I call Nutrition 101, and it's giving you some basic information. We talk a lot about diet and supplements, and many people have misconceptions about supplements and what they are. So let's get down to the basics. Let's talk about natural versus synthetic versus artificial. That is always a discussion. Natural forms are their naturally occurring forms. They are taken from food sources. They're extracted. So they're food-based. They are lower in microgram or milligram amounts. They usually require taking more substance to deliver a specific nutrient amount, but they do have all the cofactors that are present in plants. They can cause reactions depending upon the food sources and the individual. So if we have an individual who has many reactions to foods, we may not choose these natural food-based supplements. Synthetic forms are synthesized in the lab, and they contain active sites that are identical to the natural forms. They're usually less expensive than naturally occurring forms. They require less substance than naturally occurring forms, and they're often used when the therapeutic high doses are required. Now, none of these are mutually exclusive. We can use any combination. I like to combine food-based supplements, food-based nutrients, green powders as a baseline to a good diet. You know, we talk about supplements. It's a supplement to the diet. So we always remember that we've got to have the good quality diet. Now, artificial refers to non-natural nutrient forms, which are not the forms best used by the body and may be much less effective and in some cases harmful. The difference between D-alpha-E and DL-alpha-E. The second one is half as effective if effective at all. And there are a lot of other nutrients where it's really critical that you understand the form to use. Now, nutrients also occur in a variety of forms which can vary in their absorption and utilization. Let's talk about the elemental nutrient versus the nutrient compound. Calcium carbonate is considered 40% calcium. 1,000 milligrams of calcium carbonate provides 400 milligrams of calcium. It's important that you know what you're getting on the label. So it may say contains 500 milligrams of calcium carbonate. You're only going to get 40% of that, 200 milligrams of actual calcium. Magnesium oxide is 60% magnesium, and so 1,000 milligrams of magnesium oxide would provide 600 milligrams of magnesium, but that is not a very well-utilized or very well-absorbed form. And so we get into trying to understand elemental amounts, and then the type of nutrient. Zinc citrate is 35% zinc. So 100 milligrams of zinc citrate provides 35 milligrams of zinc. The minerals do not exist alone. They are complexed with amino acids and other cofactors. So that is why you are looking at the elemental amount. And quite frequently, the most effective form of a nutrient happens to be most of them that have a lower percentage as the elemental amount, but the form of the nutrient is well absorbed. Now, let's talk about nutrient absorption rates and what they are and how they vary. It is very difficult to say how much of a nutrient is going to absorb because it depends on the individual and their status. Are they on antacids? Do they have celiac disease? Do they have malabsorption? Have they had gastric bypass surgery? So nutrient absorption rates also vary according to need. The body has balance. This is different than when you take a drug. The body has a safety net. It's called homeostasis. And basically, when your needs are the highest and when your deficiency is the greatest, your absorption should be the highest. So the body sends out messages when there's deficiency, and we get greater absorption from the gut of the nutrient. Now, look at the bank account analogy that I often use. If you're trying to get money into your bank account, you keep putting it in, but as you get to a certain level, you back down. This is what the body does. Once the body has the nutrient bank account satisfied in a specific nutrient, absorption's going to be less or even poor, and that's okay. You may not know what your body needs. And it's not as simple as doing a blood test because function is very different from what exists in the blood. So you want to present your body with the opportunity to absorb as much of a nutrient and as many given nutrients as you need. By not taking a supplement, not eating a diet that's nutrient dense, you're denying your body that ability. So the RDA, I want to mention this, it's very important, recommendations versus individualized recommendations. And the RDA is specifically designed to meet the requirements of 97 to 98% of healthy individuals in a given group, you know, females, age groups, pregnant, etc. It is calculated from an estimated average requirement. Now, what are healthy individuals? Now, if you look at the chronic disease conditions that we have, when you take into account obesity, overweight, gastroesophageal reflux, heart disease, prediabetes, diabetes, arthritis, lung disease, liver disease, osteoporosis, kidney disease, depression, cancer, stroke, etc. And we're not even in the acute diseases, nor are we in the developmental delays. So when you look at these, the RDA applies really to about 30% of individuals. So look at that carefully. There is no recommendation that can fit everyone. There's no shoe size for every person. They have to be individualized. And so the RDA is set for healthy people. And that doesn't mean, and it doesn't apply to those of you with higher needs, unique needs, who are being treated by physician, nutritionists, dietitians. You are treated as an individual. And dietary supplements, they are regulated. Most people are not aware that they are. And just as a summary, you want to select high-quality supplements. The GMP manufacturing standard is what is used. It's a pharmaceutical standard. And you want to look at that label, look for elemental amounts, and look for regulation. The FDA, the FTC have the good manufacturing practices regulation. So this is your preamble to our good discussion on omega-3s and phospholipids. If you've just tuned in, this is Dana Lake with Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break with Dr. Stacy Bell.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Food as Medicine, the highly praised professional training program hosted by the Center for Mind-Body Medicine. It'll be held June 7th through June 10th at the Hyatt Regency in Bethesda. A feast of science and wisdom, Food as Medicine is an introductory course in medical nutrition therapy taught by top clinical practitioners. The delicious, colorful, whole foods meals served during the training will leave you inspired and confident to recommend healthy transformations for your own family and patients. For details, visit cmbm.org.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with my co-host, Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. Now, we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you can tune in to hear Kevin Passaro talk with Mary Showman about hypothyroidism, and that is going to be a stunning show. It's quite interesting. There is a sale at Village Green. It's now until May 31st. There is free shipping on online orders over $89. So that is an online sale at myvillagegreen.com. Now, our guest today is Dr. Stacy Bell, and we're happy to have her here with us. The topic is the importance of phospholipids in your essential fatty acids. And Dr. Bell earned her doctorate in nutrition from Boston University and is a registered dietitian. She served on the faculty of Harvard Medical School, where she conducted clinical studies on many aspects on nutrition for her doctoral work. So welcome to the show, Dr. Bell, and fill us in a little bit more on your background, some of the research you've done, and then we'll get to talk about the omega-3s.
Great. Thank you very much. I'm so happy to be here. Yes, for my doctoral work, I actually studied the effect of omega-3s on people with HIV infection. As many of your listeners know, omega-3s are potent stimulators of immune function. It makes your immune function stronger. And I wanted to see if I could help these patients with AIDS. Unfortunately, I did not choose the right type of omega-3s, but I did learn a lot about helping these patients get better. Other research studies that we did as part of our lab looked at patients that were very sick in intensive care and tried to develop potions and solutions to their nutritional needs. And our whole lab was focused on omega-3s and fish oils. So we've given it to just about every disease state, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and the like.
Well, what we'll do is talk about the omega-3s and the uniqueness of the phosomega and what makes it different, how omega-3s differ. And then we also want to talk about the health effects. So our listeners are astute about health. We like to give them as much information, and I always like them to go away from the show with something they can do right away. So let's get rolling on a little bit more about your research and the uniqueness.
Okay, so the product is called Phosomega. That is a new form of getting omega-3s into the body from a marine source. And the uniqueness of the product, unlike all others, is that it presents the omega-3s, which are essential for everybody, and we don't get enough of them. So it gives you omega-3s, exactly what you need, in exactly the right form. It presents them both as phospholipids and as triglycerides. And those may be big words, but they're the two ways that oils are packaged naturally in the body. And the fish do the same as us. They hook the omega-3s either to a phospholipid, which is just a fat with a phosphorus molecule, or they hook it to a triglyceride, which has a sugar background and three of the little fatty acids.
Okay, I think that's a good explanation. I know it is complex. What is the difference then between being hooked to the triglycerides versus the phospholipids?
Right, and the body will sort it out. Some tissues and some organs like phospholipids, like there's a lot in the brain that's phospholipid, but other organs, you know, they don't need their cell membranes filled up with these phospholipids. What's unique and what's important for someone that wants to go buy a fish oil is they probably want to buy one that's best absorbed. And it turns out when you eat phospholipids attached to omega-3, those little omega-3s get into your body and into your bloodstream faster than those that are hooked to a triglyceride. And I can explain briefly the complicated chemistry. The problem is in the phospholipids that makes it good for the user is that one of the there's three sections, and one of the sections is hogged by a phosphorus atom. And in doing that, you have a 50% chance of absorbing the omega-3. We always absorb fats from the middle. So if you think of three lines in a row, the middle one, it gets absorbed the fastest, and that's where the omega-3s have a higher chance of sitting. If you have a triglyceride, there's also three holes there, and they all could be fatty acids, and you may or may not absorb the omega-3. You only have a 1 in 3 chance. So you have a bigger chance of absorbing the omega-3s, which is why you're taking the product to begin with. So you really want to look for an oil that has both of these. There's no oil that exists that's just phospholipids. Ours is 40%, and that's a good number, and the rest are triglycerides.
Okay, so the idea is that you're going to get better absorption. Now, as far as dosing, because some people will look at dosing without recognizing that 10% of 1,000 is not as good as 50% of 1,000. So is there a difference that people can identify when they look at the dose ranges?
Boy, that's a really good question, and I think dosing is so key. I don't know what goes through people's mind when they pick up a bottle and they look at it and exactly what they're looking for. But there's been new studies, and there's been 3 or 4 new ones published in the last year, all saying the same thing, that for healthy people that are not under doctor's care for their heart or some other chronic condition, the amount of omega-3s that they need each day ranges between 300 and 500 milligrams a day. And it's pretty stunning that modest amount, because a lot of people are taking more and a lot of people don't know what they're taking, that modest amount keeps you living longer and reduces your chances of dying of anything, not just cardiovascular disease, which has been pretty stunning. And these studies are published in high-quality journals and conducted all over the world. So I think you can be pretty confident that this is probably all you need. And one of the things that when I go to the shelves, I always look at the competition and see what other people are selling. One of the things that I'm beginning to see on the shelf is the lack of identification of how much omega-3s are in the bottle and how much of that is EPA and DHA. And if I were going to buy fish oil, anything else but FOS Omega, I wouldn't buy something that I didn't know what I was getting because you have no idea. So yes, absorption's better. Yes, knowing that you have phospholipids and triglycerides is good, but you got to know what you're taking, and you got to have full disclosure on the label.
Good point. Is there a special way that the oils are manufactured? How does this product manipulate the product so that it contains the 40% phospholipids?
Yeah, that's another really good question because people want to know what's it coming from. First of all, this is like no other product on the market. The only way in the past you could get phospholipids was from krill oil. And krill are tiny crustaceans. We don't eat them, but they do store oil as triglycerides and as phospholipids. But krill happens to be expensive. It's hard to harvest this stuff from the Arctic Circle and Antarctica where they get the stuff from. So what we thought about was, can you get that same benefit of phospholipids and of triglycerides from something else? And we identified a sustainable fish in the North Sea called sand eel. It's something that is not edible. It's a very oily fish. If you live up in the North Sea, it's so cold, and that's why the fish makes a lot of oil to keep himself warm. But when you mash those bodies of these little fish, you can extract an oil naturally and get rid of all the stuff that you use to extract it and end up with an extremely clean, pure oil of both triglycerides and of phospholipids. And the price is about half as much as you'd be paying for the krill with the same benefit of the same amount of phospholipids.
And what kind of dose will people see on the bottle, say, of the FOS Omega?
Right. We have full disclosure here at Gerald Formulas. We each capsule has 84 milligrams of EPA and 110 milligrams of DHA. And I've spent the last year working on this project, and I've had it analyzed and reanalyzed, and I can tell you those are really good numbers, and they're accurate, and that's what you're getting. So two capsules a day, as we recommend, gets you right in that sweet spot at 400 milligrams of omega-3s a day.
Okay. Excellent. Let's talk briefly, just a brief word about the overview of what the omega-3s impact upon, you know, our health effects, and then we'll talk about that much more in the next two segments.
Okay. Well, first of all, omega-3s are essential fats. You cannot make them in your body. You have to get them from outside sources. And the omega simply refers to a chemical structure of where you have a double bond occurring. So the short answer is it affects every organ in your body, every tissue, every metabolic process, because it's an essential compound and you need it and you don't get enough. So you can think of your body systems, your vascular system, so heart and blood flow, your lungs, your liver, kidneys, pancreas, all your vital organs, your skin, your brain, the whole gamish is all related to omega-3s.
Well said, and we will speak more about this. If you've just tuned in, folks, this is the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and I am Dana Lake, your host, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more information on phospholipids and your essential fatty acids, what they can do for you, and our guest is Dr. Stacy Bell.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane here in Bethesda, Maryland. And I am Dana Lake. I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we try to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. And we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Just a reminder, tune in next week and you can hear Kevin's discussion with Mary Showman about hypothyroidism. I will also remind you about the sale going on online at myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And you get free shipping on online orders over $89. So that's excellent. And our guest today is Dr. Stacy Bell. We've been talking about the importance of phospholipids in your essential fatty acids. And Dr. Bell has a doctorate in nutrition from Boston University. She is also a registered dietitian, and she served on the faculty of Harvard Medical School, where she conducted clinical studies. And she has shared a little bit about that, and we will talk a little bit more about it. We also want to discuss the health effects of the omega-3s, the uniqueness of the phospholipids, and different disease states. So, Stacy, let's get rolling on that.
Great. Thank you. Okay. First of all, just a general overview. People don't get enough of the essential fatty acids that are called omega-3s. So right away, you can look around the room. Nobody's getting enough. People say they eat seafood and they eat it regularly, but when you look at large studies, people aren't getting enough. And in terms of disease prevention, not treatment, omega-3s are really pivotal in preventing things from happening that's bad and keeping you living longer and healthier. So it's such a simple thing to do, to take a supplement of omega-3s every day and not worry whether you're getting enough from the seafood that you're eating. The other thing is, in supplements like FOS Omega, they're very, very clean. You don't know where your fish is coming from, even when it says it's, you know, specially farmed or it's wild or whatever. The seas are full of contaminants, and there's no attempt made to clean the fish meat out before you eat it. Unlike a fish oil capsule, when you take that off the shelf, it's very clean, and I can certainly vouch for the cleanliness of our FOS Omega where these contaminants are removed. So making your life easy is getting 300 to 500 milligrams a day of omega-3s is a good preventative medicine against all sorts of diseases, cardiovascular disease, and of dying prematurely. And that's all you need. And if you'd like it absorbed better and faster, which most people do, then you need to get your omega-3s attached to both a triglyceride and to a phospholipid.
Well, Stacy, I'm so glad you make these points. We do talk about the omega-3s, and I always like to emphasize that in the U.S., we have about among the lowest intake in the world, but we have another negative that has impacted on our omega-3s, and that is that the 50 years, 60 years of margarine hydrogenated oil trans fatty acid consumption acts as a blocker, and particularly to DHA, which you mentioned earlier, because it's so critical to brain function and vision, that blocking is not just for those who consume it. It has a multi-generational impact on individuals. So what a mother does can impact on three generations in what we call epigenetics. And we always bring up on the show, it's what you come into the world with and what happens to it. And whether we do something positive or negative, we have a big impact. And you're talking about the positives of the omega-3 intake, especially something that's well absorbed and well utilized.
Boy, that's a really good point. And, in addition to the trans fats, we have another demon here in this country. It's another form of essential fat called omega-6s. And these are, like the trans fats, they're in everything. Fortunately, the trans fats are coming out thanks to a big movement in the medical community. But these omega-6s are still here in high numbers. And omega-6s are essential. And you may say, well, gee, they should be good for me. It turns out they act as a blocker exactly as you're describing the trans fats. They negate the effects of the omega-3. They sort of flood your system and overwhelm it. Omega-6s come from grain oils. And we, if you go to the middle of the country, we grow a lot of grains, soybeans, canola seed, the sunflower, safflower, and then we have these blends of cottonseed and the other thing, other oils. They're all just loaded with omega-6s, and they're in every single food that's in a package because it keeps them tasting good and freshness. But it's the same problem as the trans fats, this blocking of the function of omega-3s. So that's why I'm confident, like you said, everybody's deficient in the omega-3s. Part of it is they don't eat enough, but part of it is they're getting blocked out by these trans fats and these omega-6s.
Well, I always call it money in the bank. You know, I notice that patients will say, well, is that okay? Is it safe for me to take? Is this okay? The risks for death from supplements and harm from supplements is among the lowest possible risks of anything someone can do. And my response is always, do you think very diligently about your health when you go into a bar and order a martini, a beer, or a cocktail? And what about when you go into a fast food restaurant or open an M&M package and eat 20 M&M pills? It's very interesting that people don't think about that, but they go, whoa, should I really take a supplement? So if in doubt, do.
Exactly. Boy, I'm telling you, the supplement data just got reviewed again, and the risk benefit, it's so in favor of the benefits that people can get. And I would say on the benefit chain, taking omega-3 capsules is one of the safest, most health-giving thing you can give to your body. And even if you get into a few things, a couple martinis, a couple M&Ms, this can transcend a lot of your bad habits and gives your body exactly what it needs.
Yeah, I like that. We're not here to be perfect. We're here to do the best we can. And I tell people, you don't have to be 100%er. Pick your cheats, make them worthwhile, and try and do as much as you can that's healthy on a regular basis. It's something that becomes part of you. Let's talk about the higher needs for omega-3s in disease states, because more people have disease, chronic disease, especially in this culture, than are actually healthy. So let's appeal to their interests and their health.
Okay, yeah, because so far we've been talking about healthy people, nothing on the table yet, nothing's developed. But you're right, the longer you live in this country, you have a good chance of getting something. The needs for those people need to be managed with a healthcare professional. I'm going to tell you globally exactly what you just said, that the needs, by and large, are bigger if you have a pre-existing condition than if you're healthy. Let me give you an example. The study on rheumatoid arthritis, there's a whole series of beautifully done studies where you would need to take, instead of the two capsules a day of Fosomega, you'd need to take 20 to ameliorate the pain that you have associated with that condition. Am I recommending that everybody go off and do that? Not at all, because many people with rheumatoid arthritis are on other drugs, and they may need a different amount of omega-3s, but it's certainly worth bringing up with your doctor. Similarly, for osteoarthritis, you get pain in your joints. The number will be bigger than the two capsules a day or the 400 milligrams of omega-3s. Other conditions that of interest are, I just published two papers on pregnancy and omega-3.
Thank you.
Well, one of the problems is that pregnant women in the public got confused with the information on DHA, which is a superb nutrient. It's essential, and it's needed for growing children, starting from day one when they leave the womb. So either the mother needs to have it stored in her breast milk or the infant needs to get it through formula. But that doesn't mean during pregnancy that she only needs to take DHA. The data, and I went back and reviewed all kinds of studies from all over the world, and it shows in most countries, particularly the ones that eat a lot of fish like Scandinavia, those women were having high DHA intakes, but also high EPA intakes. So during pregnancy, the woman has biological needs for both fatty acids and needs to take them both, particularly if she's going to breastfeed to store up for the baby, but also for her own body stores to assure that the baby grows well. And also, there's some evidence that some of the reasons of postpartum depression that we had seen in the past possibly could be due to the lack of omega-3s that the woman had been consuming. So I can't give you a dose, but it's certainly fair game to women to bring this up to their obstetrician. At the very least, eating two servings of seafood a week is recommended by the ACOG, which is the Association for Obstetrics and Gynecology. And most women in the U.S. avoid fish because they're afraid of the mercury. So you can now have your fish, your omega-3s, by taking clean capsules of the stuff after talking to your doctor.
Well, Stacy, you made this very clear, and I think there is a lot of confusion, and I know you're familiar with this, that the study showed that the women who consume seafood, even though it had mercury content, their children had higher cognitive, better development than the mothers who did not. So I'm glad to see you emphasize it. I love the subject of prenatal nutrition. I have a course I teach called From Preconception to Postnatal. And we emphasize the importance of both EPA and DHA. Even though EPA converts to DHA, it has a lot of other jobs that are not the same as DHA, and we'll get into those in the next segment. And for those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're having a wonderful discussion with Stacy Bell on the importance of phospholipids in your essential fatty acids. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Do stay with us. We will be right back after this break.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at acylo.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. ProBalardi from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. ProBalardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. ProBalardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a wide variety of good information about you and your health. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And next Sunday, Mary Showman will be interviewed by Kevin. They'll be discussing hypothyroidism. There'll be a lot of information that you did not know. And the sale, May 31st until May 31st, there is a wonderful sale online at myvillagegreen.com. Now, we've been having an excellent discussion with Dr. Stacy Bell. We're talking about omega-3s, phospholipids, the importance of having those or retaining those in your essential fatty acids. We have talked about the importance of a good EPA and DHA level from omega-3s. And we've been talking about fish sources primarily, but we did want to talk about vegetable sources and the difference in those. And then we're going to go on and continue our discussion on disease states. We talked about arthritis and pregnancy, the importance, absolute importance in pregnancy of omega-3, EPA, and DHA. So let's go back to this discussion of the type of omega-3, Stacy, and let's make this clear for our listeners.
Yes, where you get your omega-3s is vastly important. And I'm a big seafood lover here. And one of the reasons is that the fish are very smart. In fact, they're smarter than a plant in terms of how they package the omega-3s. When they package an omega-3, they make it as a very long chain, has more than 20 carbons long, and they have a lot of omega-3s. They have an omega-3, and then they have some other unsaturated bonds. But the point is that the chain is long. It's 20 or more. When a little plant packages an omega-3 up, it only can do it to 18 carbons. And that may sound like hocus pocus, and what's this woman telling me? The problem is when you eat a plant-based omega-3, your body doesn't recognize it. It sniffs around. It realizes there's omega-3 there and that it's essential and the body wants it, but the body's got to go to work. It's got to do a lot of work. It's got to make the chain a little longer. It's got to add some more double bonds. It takes up energy and time, and you don't get a lot for your money. So if you had a capsule of flaxseed oil, which is about 70% omega-3s, only 10% of that at most, and some people say less than 1%, gets absorbed into the body. The body just wastes the rest of it, or it burns it for energy. If you get a little capsule of FOS Omega or any other fish oil from the sea, you get 10 calories and 200 milligrams at least of omega-3s. 100% are used by the body. There is no hocus-pocus that the body has to transform things. So I condone the use of flaxseed oil and canola oil, which are rich in omega-3s. Use it in your cooking and on your salads or whatever you want to do. But you have to view it as a fat source and not a source of omega-3s, because basically it's just adding calories, and it's a very inefficient way to give yourself the omega-3s that you need from seafood.
Well said. The inefficiency in the conversion is significant, and I always point out that cats are carnivores, and they cannot do anything with flaxseed oil, yet I see flaxseed oil supplements marketed to people who have cats as pets because they're trying to appeal to the human. Cats aren't vegetarians, and they don't handle it well, and a lot of humans are very cat-like in their poor conversion. So there's nothing like giving the bottom line for health.
Right.
Let's talk more about the disease and health conditions. And you had mentioned ADD, ADHD, which a lot of listeners know is dear to my heart.
Right. I know it. I know you're an expert on it. I feel a little funny telling you about this, but I identified an important paper by a friend and colleague of mine, Dr. Barry Sears, that runs his own diet operation. And he did a study on children living in the Boston area with Dr. Ned Halliwell, who's world known for his work in helping these children and actually adults now, too. And in this study, he took 9 children and he gave them 16 grams of EPA and DHA. That's an awful lot of capsules. For our little FOS Omega, that'd be up to 40, 50, 60 capsules a day. Dr. Sears provided this as a fish oil liquid so the children could, you know, chug it down. And the children all complied. They wanted to get better. They wanted to see if it worked. And it was pretty stunning. It was a beautifully done study, well published. And with that very large amount, there were marked improvements in behavior. They had a psychiatrist doing the evaluation who didn't know whether the child was getting the fish oil or the placebo, but there were significant improvements in inattention, hyperactivity, being defiant, behavior overall, and just the way you get behavior overall. And that's pretty stunning. That's a massive introduction of omega-3s into the body. It was well tolerated, and the children got better without the drugs. So it's something that if your listeners are out there and have a child that has ADHD, it's something to bring up with your physician, because this was published research, high-quality science journal done by well-respected doctors in the field.
Fascinating. And that certainly packs – that's a lot, but – what our goal is is to meet the individual's need. We ask ourselves, what does this person need, and have we met those needs? And as I discussed in the first segment, the RDAs apply only to healthy people. They don't apply to anybody with any condition, and especially if they have a multiplicity of conditions. And for these people, when they attempt a low dose and don't see a result, they think it's not going to work. I always say, if you have $1,000 coming out of your bank account every week, you've got to be having at least $1,000 put in there. And if you put in 50 or 100, it won't work. And you keep saying, but I put money in. Why are my checks bouncing? And so I see that as applying to nutrients. They're not toxic when they're meeting your need. So thank you for telling us about the study.
No, that's a really good point, though. I like the analogy with the bank account. One of the studies have also been on omega-3s and depression. And one of the findings was that no one knows the mechanisms, but it seemed that people with depression had low levels in their blood of omega-3s despite eating seafood like the rest of the family. They would measure them on sort of what they were eating. And the doctors hypothesized that there was something about the disease that was causing him, like Pac-Man, to chew up the omega-3s faster than a person without depression. That's why there's been several studies on depression with EPA and DHA as a supplement, again, in these very, very large doses, to help get your cells with the omega-3s that you need. It is highly individual. It probably varies even within levels of depression, but it's exactly what you're talking about, that you are different depending on what chronic conditions you have, and that certain disease states behave differently on the omega-3s, and you may need more as a result of the disease.
Yes, absolutely. What other diseases can we treat and prevent with omega-3s, good quality omega-3s?
Well, the salient one that we have, the elephant in the room they haven't brought up yet, is cardiovascular disease.
Sure.
And certainly the 300 to 500 milligrams, if you haven't had a heart attack and you're not on a statin drug, you should be taking that to lower your chances of getting a heart attack and getting on those medications. And I can't deal with your family history. You know, if you have relatives that have had a heart attack, you're certainly going to have a higher chance. But why not do everything you can with a clean, safe supplement like Fosomega and just reduce your risk? However, if you've already had a heart attack, your doctor's got you on medication now, thinning your blood, getting the cholesterol out of your blood, all kinds of other potions and procedures and all that stuff, you're in a different category. You likely need more than the standard small amount, 300 to 500 milligrams of EPA and DHA a day. I can't prescribe, you know, globally for everybody, but the studies published on these patients that have already gotten a hit, already had a heart attack, already had something wrong with them, they're going to need higher amounts. And what's really intriguing to me is that it's probably not the cholesterol-lowering effects of fish oil, because fish oils aren't great at lowering cholesterol, but they do magical things to your arteries where all the blood is flowing. And I think that's the magic. And once investigators figure that out, I think we even may get a better class of drugs. We may be able to dose better on what people should have once they've had a heart attack. But there is something about the blood flowing better. And it's analogous to a lot of people with heart disease take a baby aspirin a day, because that makes the blood flow better too. Why not get it better with fish oil, having the blood flow a little bit better and getting your omega-3s at the same time?
Well, so elegantly said, Stacy, and we want you to come back and join us on the show again. You always have good information. And for those of you who have just tuned in, we're at the end of our show, and I just wanted to thank you. I thank Stacy for being our guest, but thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Hey, Jamie, who sings that song? Whoa, piece of bread.
That can't possibly be a real song.
No, it is. We heard it on the car radio this morning.
Matt, we really need to get HD radio so you can hear song lyrics better. Actually, we should get a Kia Sorento with the UVO infotainment system and HD radio. This way you can hear all your corny lyrics with crystal clear digital sound quality, and I can listen to good music on all the extra FM HD2 and HD3 stations it offers. Now sing that song again to me.
Whoa.
Voice-activated UVO infotainment system with HD radio. Now available in the Kia Sorento.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington.
NBC News Radio, I'm Mike Vaccara at the White House. Subtropical storm Beryl is churning up waters as it targets the southeast coast. Weather Channel meteorologist Jim Cantore is monitoring the waters off Georgia.
The center about 100.